AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Podcast with William Hill. Previewing Saturday's racing today, we're going to go through the Kempton card where AP's riding. We're also going to look at the Ida Chase at Newcastle as well. On a good Saturday's racing. Good morning, AP. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
Good. It's a solid day today. There's obviously this close to Cheltenham now. It's sort of the last day, if you like, that you will get the big hitters out. Obviously, we've got Cider Grugy running at Chepstow, haven't we? And then we have, not a lull as such, but then we sort of build up, don't we, to the festival with the William Hill Imperial Cup meeting at Sandown.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much getting very close now until the festival for horses having their prep runs, really. So, as you say, Cider Grugy is having his today because of what happened at Newbury. I think they want to hopefully go to Cheltenham on a more positive note, so that's why Sarda Grugier is running at Chepstow today, and I suppose of all the others, there's a couple of races at Kempton that there might be possibles in, but I think it's getting a bit close.
Okay, fair enough. Right, well, we'll dive into the action with the Kempton card first. The 125 is the first race. Handicap chase over 2 miles, 4.5 furlongs, 8 runners down to go to post. And it's got a really open look to it. Poliski heads fares at the time of recording, but is a notoriously difficult horse to win with. There's some other fairly nice types in behind, some consistent horses at least, and you get the leg up on Quito du Trésor. What do you make of the race, AP?
Yeah, as you say, it's a very open race. I'm riding Quito du Trésor. He was third last time over 2 miles at Musselburgh to If and But Why Not, a horse I won on at Dave O'Meara's. Up on Musselburgh. Before that, he'd won on Musselburgh over 2.5 miles. He's got a chance. It's as you said, it's an open race, and Quito du Trésor has a squeak. Poliski, as you say, has got a little bit of in and out form. Was a bit disappointing behind Young Master last time. Before that, he was a good second at Ascot. He got beat a short head by Big Hans Harry. That wasn't bad form. Before that, he won up in Canton. So on those runs, he's a worthy favourite. Of the others, Come On Ginger is another one that has been in good form for Chris Gordon. He last time he ran, he was third at Newbury, which wasn't a bad run behind Wilton Milan, but was beaten far enough. Before that, he'd won at Kempton and won at Fontwell. He's not in bad form. He's got bits of good form too. But you could give a numerous amount of these a chance. The other one that I thought worth a mention was maybe Cloudy Bob of Pat Murphy's. I thought he had a squeak too on some good form. It's not original, but I think Poliski on his runs before Ascot, I think they're good enough, and I think he'll probably win.
Okay, Poliski then in the opener. The 2 o'clock is next up. It is a Grade 2 juvenile hurdle, 2 miles the trip for this one, and some really intriguing prospects going to post here, AP. Bivouac heads affairs at the time of recording, but Beltor and All Yours aren't too far behind. We've seen money this morning for Primogeniture as well, of Dan Skelton's. It's a nice race, isn't it?
Yeah, Bivouac, as you said, of Nicky Henderson's, was kind of putting his place a little bit behind Peace and Co. the last time at Cheltenham. Got beat well enough. Interesting to see that Nicky's bringing him back again here. Hope to get him back to win in Wales. As you said, All Yours of Paul Nicholls is the other one that I suppose we should talk about. He won the last time and he fell the time before that. He's got some good form. He won well when he won in Taunton. This is definitely a step up for him. There's no doubt that he looks a horse with plenty of potential. The others, Beltor, won very well when he won at Ludlow. It's a race that there's been a few winners come out of since. The likes of Sebastian Beach, I won on, Arabian Revolution won as well. So his form is pretty solid as well. And of the others, I ride Oscar, Officer Drivel. He won at Kempton, just won there. This is a step up in class for him. I think he's got plenty on his plate. So I think it's a race that probably revolves around the couple at the top, Nicky Henderson's horse and All Yours. And I think I'll probably just go for Nicky Henderson's horse, Bivouac.
Okay, Bivouac, the pick then, in the 2 o'clock. Next up is the 2:35. It is the Pendle Novices Chase, a Grade Two contest over 2 miles, 4.5 furlongs. You can maybe rule a couple of these out here, but the rest go here with a live chance. Irish Saint heads affairs for Melodic Rendezvous and Godzone at the time of recording, but they are 2-1, 9-4, and 5-2. We're finding it pretty hard to split them, AP. What about you?
I know that I think they've had plenty of overnight rain, so I think for me that is against Godzone. I think he's a horse that definitely prefers good ground. I know he's won on sort of good to soft, and he's won on soft a long time ago back at Doncaster, but I think the ground is definitely gone against Godzone. He would be, I think he's got as good a form as any of the rest of them, but I think he's a better horse on good ground, and therefore I think that'll be against him. Irish Saint, again, got some good form, ran well enough last time at Sandown when he was second there to William Munson's mare Gannett to Burley. Wasn't a bad run. I think the horse here most interesting is probably Melodic Rendezvous on the ground, because he loves soft ground. We've had plenty of rain overnight. His run last time behind Southfield Theatre at Exeter was good enough. I think he's the one. I think Melodic Rendezvous in this race, I think, will take the beat.
Okay, Melodic Rendezvous in the Pendle Novices Chase. The 3:10 next up, it's the Dovecot Novice Hurdle, Grade 2 contest over 2 miles. Five runners got to post, but we can probably rule out the two outsiders, Cavernous Corner and Mr. Green. That leaves us with three, the Grey Taylor at 6-1, and then Days of Heaven and Vago Colonia, the 5-4 joint favourites as we speak. Do you make it between those two, AP?
Yeah, I was very impressed with Days of Heaven when he won up in Doncaster. I suppose what I'm not sure about is whether he'll definitely cope with the ground. He got beat on soft ground at Newbury behind Different Gravy, but that was in his first run of the season, or second run of the season. So I'm a little bit concerned about the ground for Days of Heaven, but I thought he was very impressive when he won in Doncaster. Vago Colange of Paul's was third at Cheltenham. Wasn't beaten that far. Was a fairly solid run. The Grey Taylor ran okay. Up in Musselburgh behind Some Plan. Not bad form either. But I was very taken with Days of Heaven at Doncaster, and I think he's the one for me.
Okay, Days of Heaven, a confident pick there in the 3:10. The 3:45 next up, it's the Betbright Chase, the feature race. Grade 3 contest over 3 miles. Looks typically competitive, this AP. 9-2 favourite at the time of recording is Easter Day for Paul Nicholls and Nick Schofield, who fell last time out. But you could give a chance to many of these. They do go without number 8, What a Warrior. That leaves 15. But as I said, you can give a chance to quite a few.
Yeah, an open race. I'll start with Easter Day because he's favourite. He was going well when he fell at Cheltenham coming down the hill last time. Definitely got a big chance. Got pretty solid form before that. He'd been third and ran pretty good. The other one I actually think of Paul Nicholls is Rocky Creek. I think he's not without a chance. It's interesting that he's sort of kept him after the national weights were out. He ran okay in last year's Grand National, and I think he'll run well again this time. But I can see him having a big chance in this race, even with plenty of weight. I think he's not without a squeak. Fox Appeal was the other one I thought. He's won around Kempton in the past. It's a track that he seems to like. And he ran okay last time behind Rebel Rebellion at Ascot. I thought that was a good run from him. Won very well at Sandown last time, beating Theatrical Star. Very good run as well. A couple of Tom George horses. Paddy Benton has gone to Ballinbarrick, who has gained some good form, but was a little bit disappointing last time, I thought, at Ascot behind Rebel Rebellion in a race, obviously, that Fox Appeal ran in. And his other runner was Shatro. Interesting that Barry Geraghty rides him. That would definitely give him a little squeak. Again, I think it's not original, but I think it revolves around two of Paul Nicholls' horses, Rocky Creek and Easter Day. And again, his favourite, but I think Easter Day is going to take a bit of beat.
Okay, Easter Day in the feature. The 4:20 is the penultimate race. It is a handicap hurdle, 2 miles and 5 furlongs the trip for this one. And you ride Auvergnat here, AP, for John Drew O'Neill, a horse that has been fairly well supported this morning and heads affairs as we speak. Won't be easy, though. No Max in good form, as is Shamik Boy. And there's plenty of others that have got bits and pieces of form that would put them close here. What do you think of the race?
Yeah, hopefully my horse has got a good chance. He was third last time at Taunton. He needs to improve. He needs some, definitely needs to improve in that run. Hopefully the step up and trip will help him.
But hopefully he's got a good chance. Of the others, you say, Mac won at Doncaster. I won at Market Raisin, beat Rock Relief and Making the Fortune. That was a race that he won pretty well. And Shamik Boy, he won at Wincanton on a very heavy ground, kept going well, won well as well. Seems to be in good form. Foggy's Wall of Paul Nichols has got a little bit of an inert form, but won three runs back at the end of last season back at Newton Abbott. His runs this season have been a long time ago. Back in June was his last time. So you're tweaking his form a little bit and trust, I suppose. I'm hoping my own horse will win here. Over and yak.
Okay, the final race on the Kempton card is the 4:55. It's a bumper over 2 miles. They go without Catwalk Babe here. Leaves just 4 going to post. A new ride, Ghost River, here for Peter Bowen. It's a horse he's said that he thinks a lot of, but he's going to have to be pretty good here to defy the double penalty against what could be some quite nice types.
Yeah, there's no doubt that he looks a smart horse. He won well at Chepstow. It's very impressive that he won there. He definitely looks a smart horse. Before that, he was third to a good horse, Beast of Burden, at Foss Glass. But as you said, he's going to have to be smart to beat the likes of both Phil. But Paul Nichols, who was third, has only run at Poe, only got 10 stone 7, so getting a fair lump of weight, I think, 19 pound or something like that off him. So it's quite a lot. So we'll have to wait and see. But hopefully Ghost River is a good chance, but I have no doubt that both fields are going to take a lot of beat.
Okay, fair enough. That's Kempton done then. We'll just move to the feature race at Newcastle, which is the Ida. Comes up at 2:55. It is a handicap chase over 4 miles and 1 furlong. The ground not quite as testing as it sometimes is up there, AP. I mean, we've seen renewals of this race where we've had just 2 or 3 finishes, but it does look a typically open renewal. Which one do you fancy?
Yeah, it does look at an open renewal. You could make cases for a lot of them. Where do you start? Obviously, Wick Hill won the race last year. He's been his last run at Chepstow over hurdles was okay. Again, he probably needs to improve again on his run from last year, because he's got 8 pounds more, and it will definitely be more of a test for him. But yeah, he's got a good chance. Wick Hill wouldn't put anyone off him. Shotgun Paddy is an interesting one. He's got a lot of weight, obviously, again, but was a good third last time in the staying chase at Warwick behind Hawks Point. That definitely wasn't a bad run. Portrait King, former winner of this race, was second. Just got beat last time at Punchestown. So he's definitely got a good chance as well. B4All, Oliver Sherwood's got a good weight as well. Got a lot of 10 and 5 off, only got 10-1. I think he's a horse with a good chance. You could name any large amount of these horses in this race that have good chances. Woodford County is another one that I think has got a good chance, got some good form along the way as well. But it could revolve around previous winners of the race. And the other one, actually, that I wanted to mention at a bigger price, is Alpha Victor. I thought he had some good form. He was second last time over hurdles to join the clan at Weatherby. I think Shotgun Paddy is the one they've all got to beat, but I am going to tip Alpha Victor.
Okay, Alpha Victor, the pick then, in the Ida. Great stuff, AP. Best of luck today at Kempton, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.